Welcome to Socially Accepted with your host, Natalie Butler.
Okay, you guys, let's talk about this 2022 energy. This feels so freaking amazing. Like, it feels like the rebirth. It feels like us getting connected back with self, reclaiming our power. It feels like we're finally learning how to trust and believe in ourselves again, reconnected with our higher power, our higher self, our inner goddess, our inner badass, getting reconnected with source, actually figuring out who we truly are and accepting that. Because I feel like in a lot of ways we get hints and glimpses of who we are, and it scares the shit out of us. And so because it scares us, right, because we like, oh my God, I'm that powerful, right? Like, we like, I don't know if I can handle this power. But you know me, I don't believe that you will ever be given something that you cannot handle. And so that is going to be the message for today, right? So the message that I got for you guys today is this. Because I'm going to tell you what sparked it. But I saw someone make the most basic post ever. And it was like, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And people were like, oh my God, that's so true. That's so true. And of course, me, I'm like, my red flag went off like immediately. That's the most basic thing I've ever heard. And I'm sure they probably got it from somebody. But look, let me tell you something. We are humans. I'm going to repeat this. We are humans. We're not basic. We are these beautiful, mysterious creatures blessed with this inner love, strength, courage, knowledge, and power. This power that has become so powerful that it even scares us. Nothing about us is basic, y'all. Just think about it. You might consider yourself to be a procrastinator. I know I did, but the truth was, I just didn't trust myself in that position. I feared the unknown. I feared failure. So I stalled in that position. But when I knew what the possible outcome was, when I knew it would bring me joy, when I knew it would bring me happiness, when I knew it was something that would actually make my heart feel lighter, I jumped on it, right? So here's an example for me. When it came to creating like these social media posts for my clients, I would procrastinate up until the very last minute. Why? Y'all, it was just always something to do, something that I could distract myself with. But if it was something that I knew that I wanted to do, something that would bring me joy. So for an example, I would procrastinate with scheduling my client's social media post, but you can catch me off in a corner reading a book. You can catch me off writing some doggone where. You can catch me off scrolling Facebook. Fuck it. Let's be honest, right? And I could do this all day. I wouldn't hesitate to do any of those things. But I hesitated when it came to creating these social media posts for my clients because the truth was deep down inside. I tell myself, oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to make this right. I don't have any ideas. I'm not creative enough. But the truth was deep down inside, I was trying to avoid failure and a possible disappointment. I didn't want to post the wrong thing and they get pissed off at me like, oh my God, what the fuck are you thinking? Like, seriously, that's the best that you can come up with? I didn't want to post something and then it got crickets on social media, because even though we know as social media strategists and things like that, even though we know that, you know, you want some engagement, we also understand that likes don't get you paid. But I didn't want to post something and nobody liked it, because I'm like, oh, my clients are going to be looking at me like, you failed, you fucked up, right? So I knew that I was trying to avoid all of these things. So I want you to actually look back and think about times where you have procrastinated when it came to doing something, but you jumped on an opportunity to do something that you knew would make you happy. Case in point, did you ever say that you didn't have enough time to study, but your ass went off to go party with your friends? Did you ever say that you didn't have time to go be at this family event because you knew that it was going to piss you off? You knew somebody was going to make you mad, but you sat at the house all day watching Lucifer or watching something on Netflix? But you didn't have time. You said, oh, you'll leave in an hour. You'll leave in another hour. What were you trying to avoid? So I want you to think about this as an example, right? If your favorite celebrity, whoever it is, right? If you love Oprah, if you love, you know, whoever your favorite celebrity is. Look, I don't even know no celebrity names right now. But if they said, come down to the studio in the next 24 hours and I will bless you with a brand new Maybach, right? All expenses paid, no taxes. All you have to do is show a valid driver's license. It's guaranteed. Just come here with a valid driver's license in the next 24 hours and you will get a brand new Maybach, all expenses paid, no strings tied. What would you do? If you actually have a valid driver's license, the only thing it's telling you that you need, what would you do? Do you procrastinate? Do you say you'll pick the car up tomorrow? Or do you jump at the opportunity because you trust this person's ability? You believe in them to deliver as promised. I want you to really think about this. If your favorite celebrity said, come down to the studio in the next 24 hours, they're going to bless you with a brand new luxury car that's worth probably $200,000. And all you need is a valid driver's license. It's guaranteed. What would you do? You'd be riding in a brand new Maybach, right? You didn't procrastinate because you knew the outcome. So I want you to get rid of this thinking. No, seriously, like get rid of it. It's holding you hostage. It's this type of thinking that makes us believe that we can't change, that we just have to accept things in us for who we are. It's this type of thinking that makes us feel like just because we've done something in the past, it means that we always have to do it that way. It's this type of thinking that will have you doing shit you know is no longer in alignment with your core values, beliefs, higher self, and your goals. And I want you to remember, you have the power to create change in your life. You see things heading in a direction that you don't want to go? Remember, you have the power to change the course, y'all. This is your life. You are not blessed with this power for nothing. So if you find yourself saying, oh, I've always done things this way, so I have to always do things this way. If you say, I have always been overweight, so that means I always have to be overweight. I want you to stop and I want you to actually look at what you're saying to yourself, you guys. If somebody said that, you know, you can't create change, challenge that. It's just like somebody saying, oh, you know, once you do something this way, you'll always do it that way. You might have accidentally stolen a piece of candy from the grocery store when you didn't even know it was stealing. Once you found out about it, did you continue to do it? Right? Remember, you have the choice. Do you choose to continue to do it or do you choose not to continue to do it? The choice is yours. It's just like if somebody said that, you know, you will always lie. You might have lied to one person, but for some reason, you're telling the truth with another person. We are not as basic as people try to make us out to be. You guys, we are these beautiful, mysterious beings blessed on this earth. And it's time for us to reclaim our power. It's time for us to step into our power. This is the message that I have for you for 2022. Yes, it was on my heart to say this. Did I wake up today thinking I was going to say this? No. But guess what? That mysterious power where it was like, girl, you need to get this message out. You saw something and you realized that somebody else is going to be using this as their jail, as their prison. And it's time for you to help them break free. So in 2022, we're going to be breaking free of these limiting beliefs, y'all. We're going to be breaking free of these limiting beliefs. We're going to be breaking free of these self-sabotaging behaviors. We're going to be breaking free of this fear of the unknown, the fear of failure, the fear of risk. We're going to be breaking free. Y'all, just because you've done something one time does not mean you always have to do it. It does not mean that you always have to be that way. You have the power to create change in your life. So repeat after me. I have the power to create change in my life. Say it, say it, say it, because you do. Happy 22.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Socially Accepted with Natalie Butler. To connect with Natalie, feel free to visit www.therealnataliebutler.com and we'll see you on the inside.